Do you think that this Herman thing has been blown way out of proportion, or is this a real problem?
It's a little bit of both, actually. People put too much emotion into it. Sometimes it's not about the emotional aspect. They're trying to analyze it too much. You know what I mean?
Sort of. Go ahead and expound on that just a little bit. When you say analyze it a little bit, what do you mean? Give me an example. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know if you heard about in Canada, they're banning hitting on kids up to ages 13.
Right.
You hear about that?
I did hear about that.
People are talking about, oh, the kids are going to be soft. We have to make them tough. But it's not real tough. There's real toughness and fake toughness. And we're talking about fake toughness with that. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to make the kids soft. They're just thinking smart about it because they don't want kids that young. Their bodies aren't developed enough yet.
Right.
They don't want them to get hurt. They're thinking smart about it. They don't want them to get concussions. They want to develop these younger players. They want to make sure that they are skilled players because it doesn't take that much to just slam a kid into the boards in hockey. I mean, you're trying to teach them the skills, and then when they're older and they're more developed, then you handle the hitting aspects of it.
Okay. So, and I get that part of it. So when have we crossed the line, I guess is where my question lies for you. Is it that we've crossed the line when we're calling them out of their names, or are we crossing? I mean, and because I mean you're probably been around athletics your whole life like I have. You've been probably called stuff and oh, you're lazy, you're this, you're that and the other, and it didn't scar you for life. Why is everybody so uber sensitive now?
When you say that it didn't scar people for life, I have memories of when I was a player, when I was a kid, and they're not really, some of them aren't good memories, but just because I didn't talk about it a lot then, it doesn't mean it didn't happen. I think with social media, with the internet, I mean, the 24-hour news cycle, things that were more quiet back in the day, they're more out in the open now. So I don't think that's changed at all. I think the technology and our society's changed as far as communicating our feelings. I think the line you said, when do we cross the line? I think when the line's crossed whenever you're abusing young athletes, either physically, like with the guy in Rutgers throwing basketballs at the players, that's physical abuse. There's also the mental abuse when you're berating the kids and you're calling them, you know, profanities and you're questioning their sexuality. That's where the line's crossed because the coaches of young athletes are supposed to be like teachers and mentors.
But you don't mind the intensity of a coach. You don't mind that side, though. You're not saying that coaches should be not intense.
No, it's how you use that intensity. If you're using it to motivate, if you're using it to teach them, that's one thing. But if you're just, you know, everybody, like in youth sports, how they're always talking about, oh, I can't stand these parents because these parents live vicariously through their kids.
Sure.
And they go to the games and they're trying to be the coach better than the coaches, that kind, those kind of parents.
Sure.
There are some coaches that try to live vicariously through the kids that they're coaching. And if the kids aren't good enough, then they try to make them good enough with toughness. Hey, if I'm mean to the kid and if I abuse the kid, he's going to get tough. He's going to get a thick skin. That doesn't make him a better player. They think that makes him a better player. What it actually does is it distracts them from what they have to do on the field or on the court.
So let me ask you this. Do you think, based on the barrage of information that seems to be coming out on Julie Herman, do you think she's going to survive this? Do you think she's going to get fired?
I think she'll be pressured to resign more than anything else. I don't think they can actually fire her without cause. They hired her knowing that either they hired her knowing this information or they hired her without properly vetting her.
Right.
That's on the university. That's not Herman's fault. So the public outcry would be what causes her to resign, forces her to resign. I don't think Rutgers can actually fire her though, first, then they're opening themselves up for a lawsuit.
Man, this is some crazy stuff. Hey, man, I appreciate you. We got to get you back on as we get, because, oh, you know what? While I got you on, I got to divert for just a second because I read an article about Adrian Peterson, and he made some comments about the old gay marriage thing.
Oh, yeah.
I got to ask you about that while
too.
I got you on.
I saw those too.
What are your thoughts on that? What are your thoughts on that?
It's funny how we want our celebrities to have personality. You know when celebrities, they give interviews and all they do is just give out a bunch of cliches
right.
And they don't say anything interesting? We're talking about, oh, jocks nowadays, they're just corporate shills, they're just drones, they have no personality. And then when they sing and do things that have personality, like Chris Cluey, the punter,
right.
Oh, he's for gay marriage. people here are complaining that the Vikings cut him because he's for gay marriage and he's outspoken about it, which is false, but that's what they're saying. Perception equals reality.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson's saying the other way. Adrian Peterson's entitled his opinion. I don't agree with his opinion, but he's entitled his opinion. He's going to catch, he's already caught a bunch of backlash here.
Oh, about that.
He's going to have to backtrack a little bit. He's probably going to start doing the interview circuits here in a little bit. But
see, that I agree with you, though. Why does he have to, though? If we want, let me just say this. I am not the greatest proponent of athletic interviews because, like you said, they don't normally say anything. They're so overly cautious about being a soundbite that they don't really give you anything to talk about. So here's
the
guy.
And then when they do.
Yeah.
No, then they're going to be all over you for what you do say.
Exactly. So here's a guy who's not afraid to say, and by the way, Adrian Peterson, probably one of the most outspoken athletes that we have. And I appreciate his honesty. So isn't he entitled to say, regardless of whether you agree or disagree, isn't he entitled to say without backlash what he wants to say?
He is, but at the same time, there's something you got to remember about our society nowadays. The First Amendment, in a lot of cases, only works in one direction.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
People that have the opinion for something that's really popular or really humanitarian, they're allowed to say that. But if you have an alternate point of view, if you have something else, they're not really cool with, why are you saying that?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the person at a party that's disagreeing with everybody.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear that person.
Right.
They want to hear everybody that has the same opinion you do.
This is so good. I appreciate you coming on, man. We got to have you back. We'll have you back.
Yeah.
We'll have
you back.
All right, Mr. Bradley, in the building from Minnesota. Did I say that right? Minnesota?
We don't all talk like that.
I knew he was going to say
that. That's just the movie.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Have a good one.